go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
If you were to walk up on a snake right now, or stand on the ledge of a building 20 stories up, you're likely to get more than a little spooked. But is that a mental health concern or normal reactions to being startled by a snake? Today, I'm going to break down what is known as specific phobia and the DSM-5-TR, so you'll know the difference. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Understanding the intricacies of specific phobias can be both fascinating and essential for recognizing when fear becomes a significant concern in someone's life. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, 5th edition, text revision, also known for short as the DSM-5-TR, serves as a critical tool for clinicians in diagnosing mental health conditions, including specific phobias. For those not versed in psychological jargon, I'll break down the DSM-5-TR criteria for specific phobia in a way that's comprehensive and relatable. At its core, a specific phobia is an intense, irrational fear of or anxiety related to a particular object or situation. It goes beyond the normal nervousness someone might feel, say, before taking a flight or seeing a spider. To be considered a specific phobia, this fear or anxiety must meet several key criteria as outlined in the DSM-5-TR. First up is marked fear or anxiety. The first sign is a marked or immediate fear or anxiety when exposed to the specific object or situation. Imagine someone with arachnophobia, which is the fear of spiders, encountering a spider. Their reaction isn't just discomfort, it's profound dread or panic, often disproportionate to the actual threat posed by the spider. Next is phobic stimulus avoidance or endured with intense fear or anxiety. Individuals often go to great lengths to avoid their source of fear. For example, someone with aviophobia, fear of flying, might choose long, inconvenient road trips over a quick flight. If avoidance isn't possible, enduring the situation is intensely distressing. Consider a person with a fear of elevators, also claustrophobia, who must use one. They may experience severe anxiety, but feel they have no choice but to endure the stress. The third criteria is that it's out of proportion. So the fear or anxiety experienced is significantly out of proportion to the actual danger the object or situation poses. For instance, while snakes can be dangerous, ophidiophobia, or fear of snakes, can be triggered by harmless snakes or even pictures of snakes, indicating an exaggerated fear response. The next criteria relates to persistence. This isn't about a one-time fear or short-lived phase. The DSM-5-TR specifies that the fear, anxiety, or avoidance must be persistent, typically lasting for 6 months or more. So if a child is momentarily scared of the dark, but soon overcomes this fear, it wouldn't qualify as a specific phobia. The next criteria is one called not better explained, and I'll explain what that means. What that means is that the fear or anxiety isn't better accounted for by another mental health disorder. This means that if someone's fear of gaining weight leads them to avoid eating in public, this would more likely be related to an eating disorder rather than a specific phobia of eating in public places. The DSM-5-TR further categorizes specific phobias into five types to help clinicians better understand and treat these fears. One type is animal type. Fears related to animals or insects, like the aforementioned arachnophobia. Natural environment type. Fears triggered by elements of natural environment, such as heights or thunderstorms. Blood injection injury type. This includes fears related to seeing blood, receiving injections, or undergoing medical procedures. Situational type. Fears associated with specific situations, such as flying, driving, or being in enclosed spaces. Other type. For fears that don't quite fit neatly into the other categories, such as choking or loud sounds. Consider the example of Darrell, who has a profound fear of heights, acrophobia. Even being on a second-story balcony can trigger intense anxiety, leading him to avoid situations where he might encounter heights, impacting his social and occupational life. This avoidance behavior, a hallmark of specific phobias, can be disruptive and isolating. Or take Ikta, who is terrified of injections. The mere thought of a needle can cause her to experience panic attacks, leading her to avoid necessary medical treatments. Her fear is out of proportion to the actual risk posed by injections, illustrating another key criterion of specific phobias. If you look at these examples, you get an idea of how intense these phobias are in the lives of those who suffer with specific phobias. This is much different than being scared when you see a spider crawl up your wall, or leaning over when you're at the top of the Empire State Building, or not liking getting shots at the doctor. These are normal fear responses. The impact of specific phobias on daily life cannot be understated. Beyond the immediate anxiety or panic, these phobias can lead to significant avoidance behaviors, affecting one's job, education, and personal relationships. The persistent nature of these fears means that without intervention, they can last for years, if not a lifetime.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Treating specific phobias involves a combination of strategies aimed at reducing fear and anxiety responses to the phobic stimulus. The most common and effective mental health strategies include cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. CBT is a widely used treatment for specific phobias. It involves identifying and challenging negative thoughts related to the phobia and gradually changing the behavior through exposure to the feared object or situation. CBT helps individuals learn coping skills and ways to manage anxiety. Exposure therapy. This is a core component of CBT for treating phobias. It involves gradual, controlled exposure to the phobic stimulus, starting with less frightening situations and progressively moving towards more directly confronting the fear. This method helps desensitize the individual to the source of their fear and reduces anxiety over time. Systematic desensitization. Similar to exposure therapy, systematic desensitization combines gradual exposure with relaxation techniques. Individuals learn to relax while imagining or confronting their fears in a stepwise approach, which helps to reduce the fear response. Virtual reality, or VR therapy. For some phobias, VR therapy offers a way to experience controlled exposure through simulated environments. This can be particularly useful for fears that are difficult to recreate in a therapy setting, such as flying or heights. Mindfulness and stress reduction techniques. Techniques such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, and progressive muscle relaxation can help individuals manage the physiological symptoms of anxiety associated with their phobia. Medication. While not a standalone treatment for specific phobias, medication can be used in conjunction with therapy to help manage severe anxiety symptoms. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, or beta blockers are sometimes prescribed temporarily to reduce the physical symptoms of anxiety. Psychoeducation. Understanding the phobia, including its triggers and the body's response to fear, can empower individuals to manage their reactions better. Education about phobias and anxiety can be part of therapy and provide individuals with the knowledge to cope with their fears. Support groups. Joining a support group can provide individuals with a sense of community and an opportunity to share experiences and coping strategies with others who are facing similar challenges. Self-help strategies. Engaging in self-help books, online resources, or mobile apps designed to tackle phobias can be beneficial. These resources often incorporate elements of CBT and exposure therapy that individuals can practice on their own. Lifestyle changes. Regular physical activity, maintaining a healthy diet, ensuring adequate sleep, and avoiding stimulants such as caffeine can help reduce overall anxiety levels, which may in turn help mitigate the intensity of phobic reactions. It's important for individuals seeking treatment for specific phobias to consult with a mental health professional who can tailor a treatment plan to their specific needs. The effectiveness of treatment can vary from person to person, and it may take time to find the most effective strategy. What's an uncommon phobia that you're aware of? You can contact me via Instagram at KindMindPsych or via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. the McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.